This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
You clown. I'm sick and tired of Phil Cuzzy. Any umpire that we know the name of is no good. We shouldn't know who the umpires are. The players should barely know who the umpires are. The only people who should know is who writes their name in the lineup card or whatever, the game lineup card there that they're writing out to fill out for the game info. Otherwise, I don't want to hear about an umpire. How come I know who Phil Cuzzy is? Why? Because he sucks as an umpire. How come there have been 3 ejections for sticky stuff, and all 3 have come with Phil Cuzzy doing the honors? Get lost, you clown. You think Max Scherzer is cheating? I mean, you got to be kidding me with this stuff. He is using legal substances. By the way, I don't want to start the show talking about Phil freaking Cuzzy and the idea that Max Scherzer would get kicked out of the game because it was a tremendous 2 out of 3 victories for the Mets. And it was a great Yankee win tonight, we just heard all about. We'll get into plenty of that. You know, Yankees able to get back on the board here and beat the Angels and do it in dramatic fashion, in walk-off fashion with the Gleyber Torres game-winning sac fly. But the Mets had a tremendous win with adversity, without Max Scherzer as he gets kicked out after that, you know, in the 4th inning. I mean, you got to be kidding me with Major League Baseball. Will you get your bleep in order? They have no idea what they're doing. Max Scherzer, I thought, explained himself very well after the game. He used rosin and sweat. Phil Cuzzy checked his glove. He tossed his glove out. They said it wasn't good, sticky stuff. Fine, go wash your hands. Fine, so he does that in front of a Major League Baseball official. Wash your hands. So he does it. You got to get the rosin off. What are you going to do? Use alcohol. He uses the alcohol to take the rosin off. Again, goes to reapply the rosin, which is legal, and sweat, which is legal, and then they kick him out of the game. I mean, you got to be kidding me here. Doing Major League Baseball, doing all that they can to harm the Mets. And in spite of that, the Mets still go out there with Yakabonis. Who the hell is that? Yakabonis goes out there and does the job. The Mets able to beat Noah Syndergaard and win 2 out of 3. Huge day for Brandon Nimmo. But, I mean, come on now with this. The Mets are up against it when it comes to their starting pitching. It's 3 weeks into the season. And, boy, you look at both the Mets and the Yankees. I mean, you have an all-star list of players that are on the IL. These teams are ravaged here. And I know it's around Major League Baseball as well, but who cares about that? We're in New York. That's all I care about is what happens here. The Mets and Yankees been hit hard. You know, the Mets, who have lost, and now Carlos Carrasco goes on the IL, which really, I mean, he couldn't keep going out there every fifth day getting hammered anyway. So Verlander, who it was no big deal to start the year, right? Verlander hurt. Oh, yeah, no problem. We're not going to see him until May at the earliest. To me, that's a problem. You miss a month of the season, that's a problem. Verlander out for a month. Quintana out for who knows when he's going to come back. Now Carrasco on the IL. Mets already dipping into their depth in that rotation and down into the minors. And now Max Scherzer may be suspended because it's an automatic suspension. Scherzer's going to fight it, of course, or appeal, whatever he could do. But this is ridiculous. This is bullcrap. For what? For using legal substances? And how come Domingo Germán can get his stuff checked and have no issue staying in the game? Max Scherzer gets checked, gives them the glove that they took issue with, goes and washes his hands in front of MLB officials, and yet they still toss him from the game. You got to be kidding me. What is Major League Baseball trying to prove here? What are they trying to do? What do they have, an in for Max Scherzer? I mean, my goodness, you, the Mets get Max Scherzer in a rubber game, an important game, on this 10-game West Coast trip. They have Max Scherzer. They have their lineup the way that they want it. That's probably the best lineup that the Mets could field, the one that they did yesterday against the Dodgers, looking to make it 2 out of 3 and win another series. And they got their ace on the mound, who they desperately need. And he only goes 3 innings because he gets tossed from the game. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. But the Mets, no names in the pen, get the job done. Yakabonis and Brigham. And then Drew Smith and Robertson and Ottavino close it out. We said the big offensive day for Brandon Nimmo. I mean, look, Nimmo 5 for 5, drove in a couple of runs with the 2-run homer. Mark Canna, big 2-run double late in that game. The Mets finally starting to look like the team that they were a year ago. I know it's early. We're only, you know, not even 3 weeks in, but still, this road trip, they've shown some resiliency. They've shown some comeback ability. They're starting to look like the team that they were a year ago. And they're off to a great start on this West Coast trip, 5-1 through the first 6 games here, sweeping the A's and taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers before now going to take on the Giants in San Francisco for a 4-game series starting tomorrow night. But the Max Scherzer stuff, I mean, baseball's got to get their stuff in order here. You can't be having this. And then the umpires come back and say, yeah, it's the stickiest stuff that we've seen this year. Maybe I've seen in 3 years. Whatever the substance was. I mean, if a baseball official is watching Max Scherzer rinse his hands and he's okay with it, and Scherzer said, I knew they were going to check me in the 4th inning, I'd have to be an idiot to do something wrong or do something illegal there. He's exactly right. He'd have to be an idiot to be cheating there. And all that he said was he used rosin, legal. He used alcohol to wash the rosin. I'm assuming that's legal as well, because how else are you supposed to get the stuff off? You tell him to get it off. Soap and water isn't going to work for everything. So he used a little alcohol to try to get it off, and then he uses sweat, which is legal. So what exactly is the problem? And then who is to say what's too sticky, what isn't? What exactly are the parameters here? So it's up to Phil Cuzzy or whoever, whatever umpire, their discretion as to what's too sticky and what isn't? Come on now. And you're doing it to Max Scherzer? Absolute joke. You think people went to Dodger Stadium to watch Phil Cuzzy ump? Were we watching that game this afternoon to see who the umpiring crew was? Or did you want to see Max Scherzer versus Noah Syndergaard? A warning is fine. If he's doing something egregious, fine. Using an illegal substance, spider tech, fine. If he's trying to come up with some kind of concoction with alcohol and rosin, and I don't know the first thing about either of those two things, as far as how it applies to, you know, getting a better grip on the baseball. Assuming rosin helps, but if you mix alcohol and rosin, does that create an even stickier substance? But Max said he was using the alcohol to wash his hands off. Get the rosin off. And then when he reapplied, it was with the rosin and the sweat, which is legal. So again, I ask Major League Baseball, what is the problem? And even worse than having Scherzer toss from that game, because the Mets ended up winning anyway, so no harm, no foul. Worse is going to be the idea that they're going to end up losing him for 10 games because that is an automatic suspension. If you get ejected for an illegal substance, you're automatically gone for 10 games. And this can't be happening to the Mets right now. Now, they'll survive. Just 10 games, it's early on. But, I mean, my goodness, with all those guys that I mentioned at 3/5 of the starting rotation already down, now Scherzer's going to miss a couple starts. They need him right now. And for no good reason. It's a joke. Scott Boras, who I usually can't stand, he came out and actually said some good things about this, where Major League Baseball standards and rules enforcement need to mandate and require an objective, verifiable standard. That is exactly right. You can't just have it on a whim because of whatever Phil Cuzzy or whatever ump thinks the stickiness is. There's got to be a defined criteria if you're going to be kicking these guys out of the game. I love Max Scherzer. And I loved what he had to say after that game. And if he gets suspended, it's going to be a problem. And not just for us. Max Scherzer, one thing you know about him, that dude's a bulldog. He will not accept this easily. Maybe that's why Major League Baseball has it in for him in certain cases because of, you know, his representation of the players and all that he's had to say about that, you know, whatever it may be. I don't need to get into the intricacies of that. But this was ridiculous. Luckily, the Mets came back and were able to still win that game. Against all odds, you go from Max Scherzer to Jacob Yakabonis or whatever. I mean, all due respect. And he did a great job. But come on. What a joke. Baseball's got to figure out how they're going to... I mean, there's so many issues. It's not even about the game. And instead of being here talking about what was a great night outside of the Islanders, a great night for both the Mets and the Yankees, obviously afternoon for the Mets, Yankees with a nice win against the Angels, a good day for New York baseball. Two wins. And then we got to talk about this crap because Phil Cuzzy decides he needs to step in again and have his name mentioned and wants to eject Max Scherzer from the game. Because of some sticky fingers or whatever. I mean, come on now. If he were cheating, you know, the pine tar that we saw with Pineda a while back, spider tech, whatever it is, understood. But they gave him the warning about the glove. He got rid of the glove. Do you think Max Scherzer is that stupid that he's going to go out there and do something illegal if he was doing it to begin with? He explained himself. It didn't look like a liar to me. He explained himself after the game pretty honestly. Talking about having rosin on the glove, which is, I'm assuming, bound to happen. And baseball could send out these rules. And we went over this. You know, I did the Baseball Night in New York show that I do on SNY Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock. We were on after the Met game. So we were talking about, I had Jerry Blevins there, and Andy Martino and him were going back and forth a little bit. Jerry, of course, the former pitcher. Andy is the reporter and had a letter that was sent to teams that was not public from MLB talking about certain rules and regulations, and I guess rosin is not supposed to be on the glove, which Scherzer admitted to having rosin on the glove. But don't you think if you have rosin on your hand, which then goes on the ball, that there's going to be some rosin on the glove? Like, come on. They're talking about bad amounts egregious amounts of some kind of foreign substance. You're supposed to get kicked out of the game or ejected for a foreign substance, not a legal substance, which sweat and rosin are. I look forward to more details on this in the coming days here and see what baseball does, what they're going to call it. I don't care how sticky it was legal. If rosin is legal, how do you eject somebody from the game for using it? And again, he used the alcohol. Scherzer said, yeah, I used alcohol to wipe my hands, wash my hands, and get rid of the clumpiness. That was his words. It got a little clumpy, the rosin and the sweat. Infuriating watching that stuff. Justin is in Tom's River. What's up, Justin?
Love the show, buddy.
Thank you. What's on your mind, Justin?
Hey, not for nothing. When it was all going on, I'm looking to see Buck come flying out. What was Mary Buckness doing over there? He's just sitting there with his little book in his hand. I got to stick up for your guy and come out at least and plead a case when you throw your guy out. I thought he was going to get thrown out, but he just sat there with that stone face that he usually has.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you want to see Buck go nuts? I'm all for that. I would have been in the camp of having him.
Pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, he's also got to stay. You do want somebody to be level-headed and calm and try to manage the game here. It's the third inning, I mean, or the fourth inning. They have to get through the game, and it's an important game against the Dodgers. I'm not saying that I wouldn't have been okay with him flipping out, but why then lose your manager, too, is a great asset. Why lose him when you just lost your best pitcher as well? So, yes, from the entertainment standpoint, from the frustrating standpoint, absolutely understood. And maybe there was nothing he could argue at that point. I don't know. I wasn't there, obviously, the conversation that we're having. I heard Scherzer afterward. Buck kind of dismissed it and wanted to move on and talk about winning 2 out of 3, which he's right. It's an important 2 of 3 from the Mets. But, yeah, I mean, I could see that you wanted more from Buck there. I understand that.
Yeah, and not for nothing. Great job by Nims today. Love that guy. I'm glad they signed him long term. I love seeing him speed like this.
I told you, Nimmo in spring training, Justin, and thank you for the call. When I went down there for the couple of days that I was down there, and I saw Nimmo that Friday night, actually the game that he got hurt, sliding into second base. The one thing that I noticed is two at bats, he smashed the ball. Like, just hit it hard to a point where I noticed it. Because normally you'd be like, whatever, no big deal. Okay, yeah, guy hits it hard. But twice, he made excellent contact and hit the ball square on the button. Or on the button, on the screws. And he's been doing that recently. And obviously today with the 5 hits, he did it as well. It's not just some base hits here. A lot of it is hard contact for Brandon Nimmo. And what you love most is the power display, the 2-run homer against Noah Syndergaard that changed the game. Gave the Mets the lead after being down 1-0. Nimmo's going to be an all-star this year. You could argue he could have been one a year ago. He will be an all-star this year. Said that going into the year. I just felt like he was on a mission. You see what he's done defensively, which to me is more shocking than anything. He's making gold glove plays in center field. I didn't think he was a major league outfielder defensively, let alone center fielder, let alone potential gold glove center fielder. Brandon Nimmo is going to be an all-star. Yeah, I'm not going to pick on Buck, though. And I get it. I'm all for that. I love when managers get hot and bothered and go out there. It's entertaining. It's fun because they kind of represent how we are feeling at times. So I love that. You've seen Boone do that very well. I love it. There are a few better walks out to get the umpire than when Boone does it. He's got that, you know, the sleeveless hoodie with the, you know, kind of that tight, whatever the hell you want to call that material there, underneath it. And he gives you that walk. He tosses the gum out knowing that the ump is about to get it. I love that. It's entertaining. And it's done with good reason. Could we have seen that from Buck today? Sure. Was it necessary? I don't think it was. Still can't believe they kicked him out of the game, Scherzer. Mike is calling from Kings Park, New York. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Sal? Yeah, I totally agree with you, and Boris did make a really good point. Like, did these umpires go to stickiness school or stickiness training? When did they become subject matter experts on the stickiness of the compounds on these pitchers' hands and gloves? It's just very bizarre.
Well, shouldn't it be, Mike, shouldn't it just be whether it's an illegal substance or not? Like, yes. So we're now judging Phil Cuzzy is going to decide the level of stickiness as to what which is allowed. Like, what the hell is that about?
Exactly. It's completely objective, and it's ridiculous. And I don't know. Nelson Figueroa was on. I forget who was on with you. I was listening. But he made a good point as we get into the warmer season here of summer coming up about the, you know, with sweat playing a factor and the pitch clock, about guys not being able to maybe go to the rosin as much because of the pitch clock. I won't be surprised to see this happen. Maybe they're trying to send a message like, hey, look, these guys are trying to put the rosin on their glove to keep their, you know, to save some a couple seconds from going down to rosin. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if there's an internal memo. The umpires are trying to send a message. We're going to be looking at this. Who knows? But I think that this whole thing, it needs to be taken care of. It's taken away from, you know, you're taking a star out of the game.
Exactly.
Over, you know, something so that's illegal. You're right. It's legal. It's part of the game. It's just insane to me.
It's exactly so, right. You cannot throw out one of the best pitchers in the game in the after three innings because right. He's using a legal substance because his hands were a little sticky. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I just think it's ridiculous. But, yeah, they got to fix it. But great, so far so good. Actually, so far so great on the road here. I was not expecting them to be starting out this good on the road, and hopefully keep it going against San Fran. And real quick on the Knicks coming up, they quickly has to get – he looks timid. Grimes, quickly, or Barrett, one of those guys needs to figure this out in the playoffs or they're going to lose the series, I think, unfortunately.
Agreed, Mike, and thank you for the call. And I'll get more into the Knicks tomorrow night. I mean, we could touch on the Knicks later on today, whatever it is you want to discuss. I want to keep the Scherzer stuff right now. But, yeah, I mean, one of those three, we talked about it last night, the R.J. Barrett, Grimes, Quickly trio, one of those guys is going to have to be impactful along with Randall and Brunson if the Knicks are going to win this series. But back to the matter at hands here, sticky hands. You can't throw out Max Scherzer because you determine his hands or fingers were a little too sticky while he was using legal substances. The Major League Baseball official was watching him wash his hands. If there was a problem with what he was doing, somebody should have said something right then and there. Hey, you can't use that. You can't use the alcohol to take it off. And then if I'm Max, I'm assuming I'd say, well, how the hell do you want me to take this off? Soap and water's not going to do it. You want it off or you want it on? Which is it? Ridiculous. Or just say that you can't use the rubbing alcohol and take it off. Make that illegal. Everything that Scherzer used was a legal substance. Alcohol, sweat, rosin. He even changed his glove after the first time. So what exactly is the issue? Baseball's got to figure it out. 877-337-6666. Taking more of your calls on the other side, whatever it is you want to discuss on this Wednesday night, almost Thursday morning now. Yankees with a nice win against the Angels at the stadium. Aaron Judge is just, I mean, he's something else. Judge, I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody says. And I respect Ohtani and think he's great. I hope he's with the Mets or Yankees next year. Aaron Judge is the best player in Major League Baseball. Dude is a beast. Robin Ohtani, then making that great diving catch, saving the game. Two-run homer. Judge is a beast. I'm surprised Judge hasn't taken this team to a World Series yet. Dating back to 2017, I felt like every year afterward, Judge was going to do it. Maybe this will be the year. Who knows? But he is just an absolute beast. More on the Yankees. We'll get to the Mets. Knicks, Rangers, Islanders with a tough loss in Game 2. Down 0-2 now before returning home to the Coliseum on, I think, Friday night is Game 3. 877-337-6666. Sal Licata on the Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Now I'm ready for Rangers playoffs. Sal Licata back on the Fan. This song reminds me of the Rangers playoffs many years ago. Tomorrow night, technically tomorrow night, but in about 7+ minutes, it'll be tonight. Rangers-Devils game 2 at the Rock. Rangers look to take a commanding 2 games to lead. Islanders fall in their series in a tough one, a heartbreaking one, in overtime to the Canes. Islanders were down in that game. They come back. They take the lead. Carolina comes back and then wins it in overtime. Questionable non-call in overtime right before the goal. So Lambert not happy about that. Some bad luck for the Islanders, too. You know, the own goal not helping out. The goal to tie it from Carolina, just a shot off the top of Sorokin's head into the net on another weird-looking play. Look, either way, series doesn't start till the home team loses a game. Islanders have an opportunity to even that series. Game 3 Friday, Game 4 Sunday. So it's not over yet, Islanders fans, but they are down 0-2. And I will say this, if the Rangers win Thursday night Game 2, I don't think we're seeing New Jersey again. Linda is calling from Forest Hills. What's up, Linda?
Hey, Sal.
Hi, Linda.
And let's not forget, it was our old pal Jesper Foss that scored the game winner tonight.
Jesper Foss, sure. I know Carolina's got a bunch of former Rangers there.
Yes, they do. Sal, about this Scherzer thing, you know, these umps and their power trips, can they just not, okay? This guy is a rep for the Players Union. He's going into the Hall of Fame. He's not going to be dumb enough to jeopardize his career, his start, his team, by having sticky stuff on his hands, okay? Especially after doing everything that he was told. He washed his hands in front of people right there. He switched gloves, and he's still getting ejected? I'm sorry. Especially being the same ump that's been responsible for the last couple of ejections in other games, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous. Now, again, I'm not touching Scherzer's hands. I'm not watching him do what he does, but a Major League Baseball official was watching it, and they thought it was fine. They threw out the first glove. Fine. They tell him to go wash it off. He does so. So what exactly is the issue exactly?
And I'll tell you something else. Especially in the age of COVID, where you're basically told if you're not in front of a sink where you can wash your hands, at least sanitize your hands with alcohol, okay?
Well, also, just think about it, Linda. If you have a sticky substance on your hand, I mean, for me, I think back to like Christmas trees, dealing with the pine needles and all that
exactly.
on there. It's regular soap and water. It's not taking that off. I mean,
It's not. And you know, but again, when you use alcohol, even alcohol, whether it's in liquid form, gel form, whatever, that itself leaves a sticky film.
Well, that's the point. So I guess they were saying that potentially alcohol mixed with rosin could create a sticky substance. But, I mean, they're all legal. So I don't know what exactly Scherzer...
You're talking about an older pitcher who has to keep, you know, get in his stance, ready to pitch because of the pitch clock. The California heat, you could see he was visibly sweating.
Right. Well, he admitted to using sweat and rosin. Look, I don't know exactly what was going on, Linda, and thank you for the call. We can only piece it together from what Max said, from what the umpire said afterward. I'm going to take Max at his word, and why wouldn't you? He's been an upfront guy, stand-up guy, his entire career, and certainly since we've been watching him up close here now for, you know, a year plus in New York. The rosin is legal. Sweat is legal. I didn't even know that was a thing, but it's a thing. That's legal. To wash some of that off with alcohol apparently is legal. If it's not, then somebody's got to say something about it. Doesn't make any sense. And Scherzer's made it look like a bad guy. Apparently, him and Major League Baseball, because of, like you said, the players rep and all that stuff, their relationship isn't great. And now it's going to be, it's going to get ugly here. Because Scherzer will not tolerate being suspended. Or having his reputation tarnished in the very least. Nor should he. I wouldn't. 877-337-6666. We'll get back to your calls on the other side. Sal Licata on the Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.